Just letting yourselves notice your bodies, notice your breathing. Just relaxing, letting yourself move inwards and downwards. Feeling the contact between your body and the chair, or your body and the wall. Feeling the contact between your skin and your clothes. Your skin and the air. Really letting in the experience of the sense of touch. Letting in also the experience of hearing, hearing the sound of my voice, hearing the sound of the bird outside, hearing other sounds in the room or outside the room. Letting touching combine with hearing. Touching and hearing. Not going out to meet sound, letting sound come to you. Letting yourself slow down into the rhythm of the breath and the body. Not having to do anything, just relax into the experience of being. With your eyes still closed, also noticing seeing. You may just see a greyness or vague colour, or with inner sight you may see more vivid colours or shapes. But letting seeing combine with hearing and touching. As you enter more fully into the experience of the body, the breath, as you move in and down. Breathing in, noticing the sense of smell. Your sense of smell may be strong or very faint. Sniffing the moment, smelling, letting smelling connect with seeing, hearing and touching. As you move in and down. Paying attention to your tongue and your mouth, noticing the experience of taste. Maybe an aftertaste of a drink or food, or there may just be the taste, the flavour of the air. Letting tasting combine with smelling, seeing, hearing and touching. Noticing the relationship with the inner senses and the outer senses. Inner hearing, inner seeing, inner tasting and smelling, inner touching. Touching the body within the body. In the deep place, the place that is not, the place that is anuven. Become distracted, you just come back again to the sense of touch. You expand to the other senses and you just simply go in and down. Into the deep place, into the not place, anuven. Letting your body anchor you. And letting your senses open to the experience of the inner. Dropping down and down and in, bringing with you the sensory world. So if you hear the sound of my voice, let it travel with you. Your outer sound, let them travel with you. Letting the experience of touch, seeing, hearing, smelling and tasting unfold into the deep place. Dropping, moving inwards. Until you touch solid ground. And being aware that when you touch the ground, when you find yourself in the solid place, that the place that is in and down, that you are standing, you sense almost in a direct knowing that you are standing on the edge of a most ancient wood. This is the wood Brocélande, this is the wood of fairy tales. This is the wood of the Grail stories and the Arthurian stories. This is the wood between the worlds. First you may sense it. And as your other senses come into operation, you may smell the wood. You may taste the air, the cool dampness of the wood, the woodiness of the wood. You may hear the sound of the trees and the wind. You may see the wood and reach out and touch it. And as you stand on the edge of this wood, be aware that in this wood are all the figures of the myths and the fairy tales. In the wood can be found hermits, guardians of the Grail, seekers, searchers. In some part of it, Red Riding Hood walks forever. And the wolf prowls. In other parts of it, bears and Goldilocks can be found. In some deep places, there are druid groves. Where old gods and goddesses still hold sway. This is the ancient wood that stretches round the world. There are witches and cottages. Poets, magicians, enchantresses. Here can be found all the magic of the world. Look down between your feet, and you will see a faint path that leads into the wood. That is your particular path. It may not be very clear. The path may be quite faint. Maybe just a sense of shimmering light. So it may be a clear path leading in to the wood. Let yourself follow it. Maybe a straight path. It may twist in many ways. It may be an easy path, or you may have to push your way past bushes and trees. However it is your path. And you have the perfect right to tread it. And as you start to tread the path, you hear the sound of the bells encouraging you, drawing you more deeply into the wood, encouraging you to trust your path. While you hear the sound of the bells, you are safe, no matter how deeply you travel into the wood. Follow your path into the deep wood. Thank you. rest for a moment in the center of your experience, wherever you find yourself. In the center of your part of the woods, in the center of your own immediate experience. Feel the path that you have walked, the path that is actually you. Feel it connecting deeply into the heart of your body, into the heart of your heart. Your path into the mysterious wood. And wherever you stand or sit in the wood, for a moment there is a vision of the center of the wood. A suggestion of a shape, of a great green mound with an oak tree upon it. You may sense it, you may see it, you may even just feel it. The mysterious mound and the ancient oak. Follow the vibration of the bell from the inside to the outside. Bringing with you all your experience. Your path into the wood, your sense of the center of the wood. Letting it all just travel back with you from inside to outside, becoming the living bridge between the worlds. Take your time, just let yourself move into the outside. And then taking time maybe to make a note or to record anything. If you want to use the pastels to put something in your book, you can. Or just let yourself ground whatever experience you've had.